I'm Ken Hemmings, and he is Chris Lang, and welcome to another of these regular property briefings. Again, a warm welcome to you, Chris.
It's good to be here again with you, Ken.
From what you've been telling me, the response by listeners to the 2K Club has been rather encouraging. I was thinking about it, and there will probably be a limit to the actual number of people who can personally mentor at any one time.
Yeah, it's been interesting over the last week, Ken, because I've had a chance to talk at some length to all the people that have downloaded the details about the 2K Club. And as I explained to them, I've got to be careful that I don't spread myself too thin because I want to make sure we get it right. And so we need to formalise a structure that works for everyone involved. And so I would say in the initial enrolment, I'll probably only take about 10 or 12 people. And that means that we can work very intimately and cover a lot of ground. And even though there may be some people out there who will miss out in the initial group, they can always leave their details and register their interest for when we reopen enrolments down the track. But ultimately, I would have thought probably no more than about 20 people all up so that everyone can receive the engagement and the feedback and involvement that they're looking for. And I know some of the most interesting things that they want, and it just keeps coming up over and over again, is can I please reinstitute these workshops? So that'll be great. And whereas some of the workshops before were getting up around 30 people, it's obviously a lot more productive if we can limit it around the 10 to 20 people because you can exchange ideas a lot more. And that's half of the benefit of these groups is that someone might have a problem. And sure, I've got some input and so forth, but other people may well have been through it and they have a solution which is as good, if not better, than something I might have. Because I've been involved with a lot of people. I haven't covered every opportunity and outcome, and that's not through lack of trying. It's just that everybody's experience is unique, and sometimes problems that one person's having, problems that another person hasn't already encountered. And just to get that feedback on the ground is tremendous. And so this is the sort of thing, and sure, we'll cover a lot of the questions in these teleconferences each month and when I talk to people individually, but it's just making sure that they have that interaction. And it may well end up that people start doing deals together. That's a bonus. That's not what it's set up for. But certainly the networking capabilities and the information sharing is probably what people are after. So for a whole host of reasons, that's why it'll probably be a max of 20. And in that initial intake, I would say it'll be 10, maybe 12, just so that we can hone all the details, get the structure right, and make sure everybody gets value from it.
How many of our listeners have shown interest so far?
At this stage, there are probably 4 to 6 who are really keen to join the 2K Club, and there's probably another 2, maybe 3 who are showing genuine interest. So really, in this first 10 to 12, there's not going to be that many spots that are going to be left because there are people still downloading the details. And once everything has been set up, then what I'll be doing is obviously going back to the people who have held their hand up by downloading the 12K Club details, and they'll be given first preference to become members in the first intake. Because, as I said, I've just got to be careful that, you know, with the personal mentoring, it can take time, and I just don't want anyone to feel that they're not getting value out of what it is. And I know it adds up to $17,000 worth of value throughout the year, but irrespective of that, I've got to be available for those people that need the input that I can provide when they need it. And so I've just got to be careful that we don't overfill and overcommit. But if there is anyone, having said that, that feels that they would like to have personal mentoring, but they haven't yet downloaded the details about the 2K Club, what I'd like to do, Ken, if we could just run it one more time, the registration and download form at the end of this podcast, and that's if people have to go to propertybriefings.com to do that, we'll just give them one last chance to register so they get on the priority list for the upcoming 2K Club when it goes public. But after that, people will just need to wait until it does go public, which means that they we'll get into the second intake, and that'll probably be towards the end of the year, maybe early in the new year, depending on how this unfolds.
A few episodes ago, you mentioned something about an app you were developing, which would allow investors to quickly rate potential properties by how well they met certain buying criteria. Would you like to give listeners a quick update on how that is progressing?
Yes, the app is certainly progressing, and you know, it's a bit of an adventure. Well, that's how it appeared to me, but it's not quite as easy as I first thought. Now, I'm obviously not doing the programming, but we've got to make sure we can distill everything down so that you have in your hand on the iPhone, and I'm also doing an enhancement straight away so that it can be done on an iPad, so that you are able to sit in your car and literally plug in the details and rate each property dispassionately so that you can very quickly decide, I would imagine in 20, 30 seconds, whether or not the property is in or it's out once you get to understand how the app works. So I've seen the beta version and functionally it seems to be fine. The look and feel is a bit clunky at the moment, so I'm working on that, and also the colour scheme with the designer. And also what I need or in the process of doing is creating a couple of videos, one where it goes through and gives you a crash course on the background and need for investment objectives and buying criteria and what they are and how they interrelate, and also a second video which will be detailed training on the app and how it works and how you can get the most out of it. Now, I'm probably spending a bit more time on that because one of the most frustrating things I find with most apps that I've got, you can say they're intuitive, but there's so many things that you're still finding out weeks later that you can do with it that you're not aware of, you weren't aware of, you wish you had known at the up front, because the amount of training that people provide with the app is minimal. And so I believe it's important to spend a little bit of time, put that video together, which I'm in the process of doing at the moment, so that that can, right from the outset, walk you through and allow you to extract the most value, number one, and also make sure that you can provide the high-speed analysis that you need. So that's all taking shape. I would imagine it'll probably take another 2, maybe 3 weeks. And I'm already working on an enhancement which will enable you to quickly work out exactly how much equity that you need for the property that you want to buy. Or alternatively, if you have an amount of cash and other properties, and also takes into account how much you can borrow, and also making sure that you don't forget about things like stamp duty and the on costs when you buy a property, because there's nothing worse than saying, well, I've got so much equity, therefore I can borrow 70%, therefore I buy the property, and then you find out later that you're 6% short because you haven't taken account of your stamp duty and legals and so things like that. So that won't be available immediately, but it was something that occurred to me on the way through that we can bring on as an enhancement, an upgrade down the track. So I will promise you as podcast listeners that you will get free access to this app. I haven't worked out the pricing structure yet, but you needn't worry. All podcast listeners will be given free access to it. So as I said, that should be, I'm guessing, 2 or 3. Look, I might be wrong. It might be 4 weeks away, but it's certainly not that far away from what I've seen.
Well, that sounds as though it's not far off being completed and available. There is also something I've learned over the past few weeks which must be of interest to our listeners. While I'm interviewing you for these podcasts, you've been out conducting video interviews with some of Australia's leading property experts. So what's the story with that?
Yeah, Ken, you say that as though I'm in competition to you. I mean, it's certainly not. It's completely different to what you and I are doing. And the idea is that it's called high performance investing, and it is to pick the brains of some of Australia's most experienced property developers, investors, and their key consultants, and just to try and climb inside their mind, go behind the curtain, as it were, and to find out how they assess property, how they develop it, the difficulties they've confronted. Also, some of them, and I'll go through a list of the particular people I've done so far to give you an idea of the breadth and scope of what I've covered, but particularly the lessons that some of them learned during the property crash of 89 through to 92 and how they've applied that now, and also as a result of that, how they were able to cope through the global financial crisis, looking forward into some of the thoughts and aspirations going forward over the next 5 to 10 years. But to give you an idea, Doug Pomeroy is one. He's chairman of Pomeroy Pacific, and they've done some major development projects, and they have clients like Little of Little Properties. He's the current chairman of the Essendon Football Club. Not that that's got anything to commend him here, but, and also Steve McKnight. He's the author of Zero to 130 Properties in 3.5 Years. But Steve has done, apart from running a company called propertyinvesting.com, he is, in his own right, an investor, and he's also both in residential and commercial properties. He's done some minor small developments, and some of his insights are very interesting. Bruce Henderson of Bruce Henderson Architects, and Bruce started modestly here in Melbourne, but he does projects now, and that was back in the, he started in the early 1980s, I think. But he now does projects in China, he's done them in UK, Vietnam, all around the world. And some of the insights that he provides during these interviews is quite extraordinary. Then there's Neil Bryson of CGA Bryson, and they would probably be in the top three or four developers in Melbourne. And they do really quality products. And it gives, he gives an insight into the strata title office market, which we talked about in the last podcast, and how he drives the projects, what he looks for in sourcing a location, and discusses his exit strategy. And then there's Michael Yates of Michael Yates & Co. He, as most Melburnians would know, does a lot of major work in South Yarra. He talks about how it's important to focus on your niche, get to know the particular property, your location, and have a market that you can really understand and service. And so, again, some of his philosophies, and he went through the property crash too, and has a lot of great insight into what it needs to be successful. Then, of course, there's Jenny Brown. She is based in Brisbane. She's an international best-selling author, and she mentors people on the residential side, principally in Queensland. But she has a big following, lovely person, and I had the opportunity of interviewing her in her office, as I have with everybody else. I go right into their offices, and as you can appreciate, they're pretty private people. I don't think they've given access at the level I've been granted to interview them and to just literally sit on a couch and talk to them for 25 minutes, 30 minutes in some cases. I think Doug Pomeroy's went about 33 minutes. So it was just a fascinating insight into the way they look at and assess properties. And then there's Michael Kerr. He's the Asian head of Ryder Levitt Bucknell. Now, they are quantity surveyors. So we've got an insight then as to some of the skills that he has in assessing and evaluating properties for his clients, and the thought process that he goes through, and the advice that he has to give to people who are just starting out in commercial property, and the mindset that they need to ensure that the properties that they look at, buy, own, and then ultimately sell give them top value through the whole process of their ownership. Then there's David Blanche. He's the CEO of Property Consulting Services. He advises clients on their properties all around Australia, whether it's here in Melbourne, in Brisbane, Sydney. I think he does some even in Western Australia. But again, it's how to evaluate the property. His background is architecture, whereas Michael Kerr was quantity surveying. So coming from a different perspective, and the assessment that needs to be done, and the treatment that needs to be applied in analysing and assessing the properties going forward, not only before you buy it, but after you bought it, and the things you can do to add value in making sure that you can extract top dollar when you come to sell the property. And then there's Peter Lambden. He is the head of property and asset management for Australian Unity Investments. Now, Australian Unity, they're a medical benefits company, but they invest their premiums in major projects. Now, yes, they might develop some, but they are primarily investors. And it's just fascinating to listen to the criteria that they use in assessing property. And yes, they spend millions of dollars, but when you listen to Peter, he buys the properties as though it was his own money that he was spending. And so just to hear him talk, and I mean, he's not, to listen to him is, he's not a dynamic speaker, but just the thought process and genuine input that he provides and value that he adds to the property and the ultimate outcome is just fascinating to hear. And the most recent interview I did was with Will Deeg, who is now CEO of Asian Pacific Group. And they probably were the pioneers in the, when I say serviced office, certainly the smaller one and two man offices in around the suburban areas, principally in the Melbourne area, but the whole concept of having these smaller offices and in the same building having serviced offices. And the idea being is that the serviced offices are more by short-term occupiers, whereas these standalone offices are available either for lease or owner occupation. However, all the facilities in the serviced offices, which are on another floor, are available to you as an owner occupier. So in other words, you don't have to create your own boardroom. You can hire one when you need it, because most people don't need boardrooms, particularly now if you have meetings with clients. You may well meet in a cafe or something like that, but if you do need a boardroom, you hire it for the hour or 2 hours, whatever you need, rather than have it sitting there eating its head off and paying rent or just taking up space. And also, it was fascinating during the global financial crisis that Asian Pacific developed the hotels around Melbourne, and they were named after Australian artists. There's the Olsen, the Blackman, and I can't think of the third one, but they're boutique hotels capturing their own market. And just again, the fascinating the story and the counter-cyclical approach that they used in tackling the market, and a niche market. And they explain the secret to their success in attracting the smaller owners and occupiers, and it's just a fascinating story. So these are some of the interviews that I've been able to do so far. I think there's 11 in all, which is, I mean, it's literally only been going, I don't know, 9 or 10 months. So it's really been fascinating for me, and certainly for those viewers that and members of the High Performance Investing website, and more importantly, that all the 2K Club members have access to that.
So what you're saying is that 2K Club members are all given complimentary access to every one of these interviews?
That's right, and this amounts to 9 or 10 interviews throughout the year.
Well, that sounds rather exciting. Anyway, it looks as though we are at the end of our time today, so I'll look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Well, thanks, Ken, and all the best to you.